Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
The Cochrane Library contains many reviews of relevance to the aftermath of natural disasters, which are being brought together in Evidence Aid. This month's Cochrane Library editorial is by Tracy Perez-Colmus, Programme Head of the Health and Family Planning Systems Programme at the International Centre for Diarrheal Disease Research in Bangladesh. Tracy describes some of this work and highlights the need for researchers to go beyond these reviews to provide the information needed to implement effective interventions that will save lives and promote health.
As if a natural disaster were not enough, Vibrio cholera emerged to make the situation worse in post-flood Pakistan and for the first time since the 1960s in post-earthquake Haiti. How do we, as researchers, policymakers, and human beings, respond to such situations? In response to the tsunami on the 26th of December 2004, concerned reviewers within the Cochrane Collaboration established Evidence Aid, an initiative that pulls together systematic reviews that might be useful to disaster response agencies and decision makers in crisis situations. In support of the Evidence Aid initiative, the Cochrane Collaboration and John Wiley & Sons, the publishers of the Cochrane Library, make the content in the Evidence Aid collections free to all. Additionally, areas in need have been assisted, such as Pakistan, which now has been granted free access to the complete collection of Cochrane reviews for the duration of the crisis. Following the 2010 floods in Pakistan, the Cochrane Library published an Evidence Aid collection on water safety and water-related diseases. This collection includes a section of Cochrane reviews dedicated to general diarrheal prevention, management, and treatment. It highlights to first responders, governments, and providers that oral rehydration solution is equally effective as intravenous rehydration in children, and that zinc treatment for diarrhea can shorten the duration of diarrheal disease in children aged 6 months to 5 years. Further, it includes one updated and one new Cochrane review from November 2010, which show that probiotics seem to be beneficial as an adjuvant therapy in treating acute infectious diarrheal disease in children and in adults. To prevent the spread of diarrhea, the collection includes effectiveness reviews available for water safety and waste management, including a hand washing review that equates the benefits of hand washing to the benefits of clean water access. A further Cochrane review evaluates the effectiveness of oral cholera vaccines. However, although some of the trials included in these reviews were conducted in low and middle income countries or among at-risk populations, it is unlikely that any were conducted during a real-life emergency. The types of reviews that are needed to truly assist in disaster management supersede the existing excellent reviews of existing research evidence on effects in areas like vaccines, zinc, and probiotics. These current Cochrane reviews in the Evidence Aid Water Safety Collection tell us what works and does not work, and what remains unproven. But what is needed beyond these reviews is systems synthesis, looking at the complex issues of how societies organize themselves for prevention and care, for access to clean water and sanitation, and to communicate and initiate behavior change among the displaced or fragile populations. What matters most, the building of embankments, the distance to clean water, or the time from the incident to the response? We cannot be sure, and decision makers need this knowledge if they are to achieve their goals of doing the best they can to improve health and speed recovery. Recent examples of varying responses were seen following the recent cyclones in South Asia. There was a relative success in Bangladesh in terms of lives saved and response coordination after Cyclone Cedar in November 2007. compared with the devastating loss of 78,000 lives or more after Cyclone Nargis in Burma in May 2008. Perhaps most useful would be a review of how governments and international agencies coordinate their responses to crisis situations and the impact this has on lives saved, services delivered, and post-recovery disaster, or post-disaster recovery. Even though the methodology for such a review and the evidence it would synthesize might not lend itself to inclusion within the Cochrane database of systematic reviews, such reviews are needed alongside reviews on interventions to prevent cholera, to treat fractured legs, etc. Further, there might also be benefit in synthesizing the differences between the preparation and the responses across settings so that guidelines can be developed for future crises to prevent human suffering in the first place rather than having to act later to alleviate it. The initial stimuli for evidence aid were high-profile tragedies that attracted the attention and funding of international agencies and people around the world. Less newsworthy are the chronic disasters that are a constant presence in low- and middle-income countries. More than 4,000 children die each day from diarrheal disease, and to a large extent, we know which interventions are effective at preventing these deaths, thanks in part to systematic reviews such as those in the Evidence Aid portal. Thus, what is needed now may not be more trials or other new research on the effectiveness of a single intervention like zinc, hand washing, immunizations against rotavirus or cholera, or even more systematic reviews where the effects are already clear. The continuing challenge that needs to be overcome is how to get what we know works into the hands, mouths, and bodies of the children who need it and to the people who can deliver it to them. What is needed now is more implementation research, more operational research, and more health systems research. Systematic review of this research, accompanied by effective packages of knowledge translation with an eye on taking these life-saving interventions to scale, will allow the transformation of the knowledge in evidence aid into the practice that saves lives and promotes health.
You can read Tracy's editorial, access evidence aid, and consult the Cochrane reviews she mentioned at www.thecochranelibrary.com.